A church in Richmond is using their own front door to show solidarity with persecuted Christians in Iraq. Karen Czar has this WUKY in-depth report.
The pews at St. Mark's Catholic Church were full as usual Sunday morning. Song filled the sanctuary. A few children shuffled in their seats, and parishioners listened to the guiding words of their pastor, Father Jim Sitchko. It was a typical weekly mass. Outside the walls of St. Mark's, however, there was something new.
So on our big red doors here on Main Street is a life-size image of the Aramaic symbol, the N, which stands for Nazarene.
Father Sitchko explained that the Nazarene symbol also stands for Jesus and Christianity. Last month in Iraq, the symbol was being used to single out Christians, much like the Star of David was used to identify Jews in Nazi Germany.
That is being posted on Christian homes in Mosul by the extremists to signify that these people believe in Christ and in turn can exterminate them or kill them. And so we put this sign on our door to show that we are in solidarity with not only Catholics throughout the world, but Christians throughout the world. For the first time in 1,600 years in Mosul, there are no Christian services whatsoever. I'm speaking not only of Catholic, but no Christian services.
And the bright golden yellow symbol has garnered a lot of attention since it was painted on the wooden red doors of St. Mark's on Friday.
I think one of the blessings of this is people who drive by, stop, try to figure out what it is, and then they ask, and they're informed. And then in turn, they are able to learn more. You know, it's a teaching tool, you know. Spreading the gospel, being ecumenical, reaching out, this is all things that not only our church believes, but one thing that Pope Francis is really stressing, the whole aspect of new evangelization.
Like the other parishioners that I spoke with, Linda and George Levine left Mass on Sunday with nothing but positive words for the freshly painted doors at their church.
I'm not surprised. We actually drove by here to make sure he really did it.
I believe in it, and I believe in what he said. And I think it's terrible what's happening, and people should not be persecuted for their beliefs. And hopefully the word will get out and carry out to more than just Richmond.
And it has.
It's kind of taken off all across the United States. In fact, the Vatican retweeted the story.
Father Sitchko has even gotten a kind word from someone thousands of miles away who is living in the thick of religious persecution.
Just yesterday on my Facebook post, I received a posting from an Iraqi Christian who thanked St. Mark and its people for spreading the word about their family and their church.
Do you hope by the end of the month maybe every church in this state and around the country is doing the same thing?
I doubt that they would be so bold. Sadly. That's the message. You know, being living the gospel is not an easy thing, all right? Putting this up might have seemed easy, but it wasn't. There's a lot of fear that comes with it, but you do it anyway, you know? People can be mean to one another, but you love them anyway, you know? You go ahead and you take the next step.
Father Sitchko says his next step is to continue to spread the message of tolerance and solidarity one church door at a time. I'm Karen Czar reporting for WUKY News.